Well, surprise, surprise. Today our theme is joy. We are going to talk about joy, about being happy and filled with the hope and love that God gives us through Jesus. This just isn't a bubbly feeling, although that can sometimes be a part of it. My definition of joy is a sense of being close to God and being within His will. There is hope and peace in my heart. Experiencing these moments can be so rapturous that we have tears. But we're not just going to talk about joy. We are going to sing and shout about it. If you feel like it, perhaps there will be some dancing. As we move through our service today, let the music and words spoken and the voices of the children remind you of times in your life when God's joy has broken through. When we talk about joy, sometimes people get upset. They ask, how can anyone be joyful when there is so much trouble in the world? Joy is only possible if you're not dealing with reality. What we know as followers of Jesus is that pain and suffering are real, but so is joy. Joy is real, and joy will have the final word, not pain and suffering. One source of our pain is sin. Sometimes people don't like to talk about sin. They like to use words like mistake or misunderstanding, implying perhaps that nobody ever means to do the wrong thing. But this interpretation cuts us off from the very real and important possibility of forgiveness. I have things that I need to be forgiven for, things for which I rightfully feel guilty. And one of the most important joys that we know as Christians is the overwhelming, undeserved, but gratefully accepted forgiveness of God. It brings us peace and hope and restores our sense that we are within God's will. This is a joy we can share and we can offer to others. We do not have to remain bound in sorrow, weighed down, and trapped by the things we have done wrong. God forgives us. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray and ask for God's forgiveness now. And I will say a line of the prayer, and when I pause, you will respond saying, Lord, forgive me. Can you try that now? Lord, forgive me. Okay. Let's pray. Oh God, I have been selfish this week. Lord, forgive me. I have ignored the needs of my loved ones. Lord, forgive me. I have not always been 100% truthful in my dealings with others or with myself. Lord, forgive me. I have not set aside enough time for you, O God. Lord, forgive me. I have judged others harshly. Lord, forgive me. I have held on to grudges. Lord, forgive me. I am sorry. Lord, forgive me. Now we accept the free and joyful truth that God forgives, God forgets. God loves us more than we love ourselves. The sacrifice that God desires is only our humble and contrite hearts. So you may think it's easy to be joyful about being forgiven, but what about the hard times, the serious times, the times when you're having a fight with your best friend or someone you love has cancer? How can you be happy when everything is going wrong? One simple answer to that is that everything is not going wrong. Bad things happen, and God doesn't expect us to ignore that or not be sad. Jesus wept for his friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. But what we can experience as Christians is that joy that can pierce through even the darkest times. Even when terrible things happen, we still have the safety and joy of knowing that God is with us and that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Paul and his friend Silas had been sharing the good news of Jesus in Philippi. Even though many people were becoming Christians, not everyone was happy about it. One day, some people riled up the crowd against Paul and Silas, and they were beaten and thrown into the most secure part of the jail. Let's imagine for a minute how that must have felt. There they were, doing God's work, preaching the good news of Jesus, when suddenly the crowd turned on them. They were beaten black and blue, humiliated, and thrown into the deepest, darkest cell. I think I would have been crying, sulking, and definitely feeling sorry for myself, not to mention being afraid. And I'm sure that Paul and Silas felt all those things too. But their response is amazing. They started to sing, and not some lament either, but a song of praise to God loudly. The other prisoners heard it and were amazed. The next thing they knew, there was an earthquake and the doors opened and the chains fell off. It was a miracle. You would think at that point that Paul and Silas would have legged it out of there as fast as they could. But no, they waited for the jailer to come back. Listen to what Acts 16 tells us happened. The jailer got a torch and ran inside. Badly shaken, he collapsed in front of Paul and Silas. He led them out of the jail and asked, "Sirs, what do I have to do to be saved, to really live?" They said, "Put your entire trust in the Master Jesus. Then you'll live as you were meant to live, and everyone in your house included." They went on to spell out in detail the story of the Master. The entire family got in on this part. They never went to bed that night. The jailer made them feel at home, dressed their wounds, and then, he couldn't wait till morning, he was baptized, he and his whole family. There in his home, he had food set out for a festive meal. It was a night to remember. He and his entire family had put their trust in God. Everyone in the house was in on the celebration. So even in the middle of terrible happenings, the joy of God is still waiting to be known and felt. Not only that, but God can and does bring great things from the suffering that we endure, so that our pain is never in vain. God does not cause our suffering, but as Christians we know that suffering is not the only thing, nor is it the most real or lasting thing. Joy will triumph. I could spend a lot of time now talking about my own joy in knowing God. I could talk about times when God's presence has been so real and close that I felt very near to heaven. But instead, I think it would do all of our hearts good to take a couple of minutes to think about our own moments of great joy and share them with each other. So first, we're going to listen to another song from the kids called "I Believe in Jesus." And while you're listening, you can be thinking about what you might want to share. And then after the song, we're going to break into groups of three or four. And please try to include someone you don't know in your group. And we'll have about 5 minutes to share. And then we'll be close to the end of our service.